Here, if you want to sit, stand, you're welcome to. God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I have my soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day. Till I have my soul on fire. Till I have my soul on fire. God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I have my soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day. Till I have my soul on fire. Till I have my soul on fire. Lord, restore the joy I have. I have wandered, bring me back. In the darkness, lead me through. Until all I see is you. God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I have the soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day. Till I have the soul on fire. Till I have the soul on fire. And Lord, let me burn for you again. Let me return to you again. And Lord, let me burn for you again. Let me return to you again. God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day. When I am a soul on fire, God.
Okay, you may be seated.
Good morning, church. That's why I hang on to the mic. It won't go anywhere on me. Here's the announcements today for Sunday, April the 6th. If you'd like to give today, there is an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, MorneVilleAlliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery infant to 3 years old and ARC Sunday School age 4 to grade 5 will be dismissed after the singing time. We have a new schedule out for ARC Sunday School at the Welcome Center. Worship gathering this Wednesday, April the 9th at 7 p.m., we want to meet again to pray and worship together. Please come with a song in your heart to share your voice and acoustic instruments for an evening of encouragement and practice. This is open to anyone involved in music worship and anyone wanting to check it out. This Thursday, April 10th at 6:30 p.m., we're having our next movie night here at the church. Everyone is welcome. We will be having a joint service at the Father's House on Good Friday, April the 18th at 10:30 a.m., and they will be hosting. If you like prayer today, there will be people in the back corner to pray with you. Thank you.
please stand if you're willing and able.
The head that once was crowned in thorns is crowned in glory now. The Savior knelt to wash our feet. Now at his feet we bow. The one who wore our sin and shame, now robed in majesty, the radiance of perfect love, now shines for all to see. Your name is victory. All praise will rise to Christ the King. Your name is victory. All praise will rise to Christ the King. The fear that held us now gives way to him who is our peace. His final breath upon is now alive in me. Your name is victory. All praise will rise to Christ the King. Your name is victory. All praise will rise to Christ the King. And by your Spirit I will rise from the ashes of defeat. The resurrected King is resurrecting me, and in your name I come alive to declare your victory. The resurrected King is resurrecting me, by your Spirit I will rise from the ashes of defeat. The resurrected King is resurrecting me, and in your name I come alive to declare your victory. The resurrected King is resurrecting. The tomb where soldiers watched in vain was borrowed for 3 days. His body there would not remain. Our God has robbed the grave. Our God has robbed the grave. Your name is victory. All things will rise to Christ our King. Your name is victory. All things will rise to Christ our King. And by your Spirit I will rise from the ashes of defeat. The resurrected King is resurrecting me, and in your name I come alive to declare your victory. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. Stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He, and together we sing. Everyone sing. God Almighty, the earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord, God Almighty, the earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory. Stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He, and together we sing. Everyone sing. His glory, holy is the Lord, God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory, and it's rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown, and it's rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown, and together we sing. Everyone sing. Holy is the Lord, God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord, God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory. God, I'm on my knees again. God, I'm begging, please again. I need you. Oh God, I need you. Walking down this desert road, water for my thirsty soul. I need you. Oh God, I need you. Your forgiveness is like sweet, sweet honey on my lips, like the sound of a symphony to my ears, like holy water on my skin. I've been walking a slave to sin. I want to know about being born again. I need you. Oh God, I need you. Take me to the riverside. Take me under baptized. I need you. Oh God, I need you. Your forgiveness like sweet, sweet honey on my lips, like the sound of a symphony to my ears, like holy water. Your forgiveness like sweet, sweet honey on my lips, like the sound a symphony to my ears, like holy water on my skin. I don't want to abuse your grace. God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change. I don't want to abuse your grace. God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change. I don't want to abuse your grace. God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change. I don't want to abuse your grace. God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change. Your forgiveness, it's like a sweet, sweet honey on my lips. It's like the sound of a symphony to my ears, like holy water. Your forgiveness, it's like sweet, sweet honey on my lips, like sound of symphony to my ears, like holy water on my skin.
Okay, you can greet each other and kids are dismissed.
Good morning. We have a new baby in church today. Lee and Cade brought their little girl. We're so excited for you guys and for your safety and the baby's safety and God's blessing on your family. I have some other good news. Ron connected me online where I can get fishermen friends at a good price. I know this is things that have been concerning you. And so, you know, in the store, it's $270, $379 a package. I'm getting them delivered from England at $2.09 a package. No shipping. So, I'm very happy. This morning, we're going to use Titus to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration, Titus 2, 11 to 13, Paul writes, "For the grace of God has been revealed, bringing salvation to all people. We should live in this evil world with wisdom, righteousness, and devotion to God, while we look forward with hope to that wonderful day when the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, will be revealed. We express our devotion to God this morning as people continually experience the grace and look with hope to the day when the glory of Jesus is finally revealed. Come, let us adore him." Confession. Titus 3, 1 to 2. "Remind the believers to submit to the government and its officers. They should be obedient always, ready to do what's good. They must not slander anyone, must avoid quarreling. Instead, they should be gentle and show true humility to everyone. It's so easy to be critical of those over us, argumentative with those we live with, or harsh or proud toward others. Let us confess the times this week when this is how we've acted, and then ask God to help us follow the humble, submissive example of Jesus." Thanksgiving, Paul writes in chapter 1, verse 2, "I have been sent to proclaim faith to those God has chosen, and to teach them to know the truth that shows them how to live godly lives. This truth gives them confidence that they have eternal life, which God, who does not lie, promised them before the world began. We are people who have been chosen. We have the truth of his words in the Bible that give us confidence of eternal life. Let's be thankful for this wonderful relationship that we can have with God." Supplication. Titus 3, 4 to 6. "But when God our Savior revealed his kindness and love, he saved us, not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us a new birth and new life through the Holy Spirit. He generously poured out the Spirit upon us through Jesus Christ our Savior. We come this morning because of his kindness, his love, his mercy, and bring a request before him. By his Spirit, so generously poured out in our lives, we pray with confidence that he listens, that he renews, and that he restores. We pray for Shannon and Cam, for Matthew and Trina and their family, for Lou and Harold, for Brad and Terry Lynn and their family, for Gloria and Jerry, for Philbert and Calicia, for the Cornell family, for Cynthia and Jill, for the Klassen family, Sharek and Jimen and their kids, for Sandy, for Terry and John, some of the places around the world, Ethiopia, Fiji, Syria, Myanmar, Gambia, Gaza, Israel, for Canada, United States, God, we pray for healing in our land. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that many times in life we have no control over, and we recognize it. And so, God, we come to you, our good and great God, who knows us like no other. Come and meet us. Come, let us experience your grace and peace in our lives. As the community of Jesus followers that are going together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray as Jesus taught us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Now we're going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Today's reading comes from Galatians 5, 16 to 26. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't do what the sinful nature craves. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. The Spirit gives us desires that are opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other, so that you were not free to carry out your good intentions. But when you are directed by the Spirit, you are not under the obligation to the law of Moses. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, adultery, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousness, outbursts of anger, self-ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Let us not become conceited or provoke one another or be jealous of one another.
I have a single mind, I have one heart desire, to know the one my soul in heart adores. I have one single aim, to bring you holy praise, to shower all my love here at your feet. Jesus, you are all I want to need. Jesus, you are all I love to please. My portion and my prize, my joy and my delight, I found in you. A single mind, I have one heart desire, to know the one my soul in heart adores. I have one single aim, to bring you holy praise, to shower all my love here at your feet. Jesus, you are all I want to need. Jesus, you are all I want to please. My portion and my prize, my joy and my delight, I found in you. Jesus, you are all I want to need. Jesus, you are all I long to please. My portion and my prize, my joy and my delight, I found in you. My joy and my delight, I found in you.